We are on Romans 50, lesson 57, page 10. Last time we stopped at number 2A. Let's turn to Romans 8 first. Here we go. Romans 8, and last time we said Paul turns from angels and adds principalities and powers to his growing list. We talked about that. Looked at some verses, and it says, these two terms apply to magistrates and civil rulers. However, in the spiritual realm, they refer to devils, demons, or evil spirits as having dominion over man. So when he says dominion over man, what's he referring to? Who's he referring to? Man, of course, but who in particular? Demons and devils have no control over you because you're indwelt with the Holy Spirit of God. He's referring to the lost. The lost can be indwelt. They can be led. They do all the evil spirits and demons can do actually whatever they want. So let's look at just to kick off here. Let's look at John 8:44. John 8:44. Okay, and so we see that that the Bible makes it abundantly clear that there is evil. Evil is allowed in this world, and yet that evil does not run by its own self. Is that true or correct? Is that true or false? Who's in control of is Satan in God's control or not?
Yes.
Okay, so he's in God's control. So whatever he does has to first go through God. So what he's saying here is that devils and demons have dominion over men. So it's saying that Satan is the prince of power of this world. It was gifted to him by God, but he can't do what he wants. He can only do what God allows him to do. Everybody understand that? So when, I don't know if you guys remember Flip Wilson, comedian a long time ago, he did something. He said, well, the devil made me do it. And if you're not saved, the devil did make you do it. But if you are saved, he has no dominion over you. What is the devil's power over us? Yes, as believers.
Fiery darts.
What else?
He plants an idea in your mind.
He what?
He plants an idea in your mind.
Exactly. Yep.
The darts.
You can't tell, right? And what else? Is there anything else?
The thoughts are always disguised as your own.
Boom. His thoughts are always disguised as your own. In Genesis chapter 3, I forget what verse, doesn't it say, surely the Lord, you can eat of the fruit or something like that. Yeah. So it was his thoughts that he was putting in Eve's mind to do something that she knew she shouldn't do.
And
so
he's afraid of putting that doubt. He's always putting doubt in God's word. He tries to get us to do the same thing.
Amen.
Exactly. And why is, what was that?
Hath
God said. Misquoting. And so tell me how the demonic powers are working today in the church from that verse, hath God said.
Well, they've watered down the word now, Pastor.
They what?
Most churches have watered down the word of God. They don't really teach it as you know, give us the whole word.
That's one thing they do, but what else do they do?
They misinterpret.
They misinterpret. Purposely misinterpret. What else?
They choose only to teach teach from select verses.
That's it. They cherry picked the Bible without regard to any other part of it. And so
twisted scriptures under their own construction.
Yes. And so for us it's important to understand, because in the evangelical church today there are so many hypocrites, and so many churches today who have nothing to do with the God of Scripture, and yet they call themselves Protestants, or they call themselves Baptists, or they call themselves whatever, and they're not, because they're not a true. And let me ask you this: so what is an actual born again believer? How would you describe that to somebody if they asked you? What is a born again believer? What is it? Yeah.
Jerry. It means that you have the Holy Spirit has come into you through repentance and asking God to come into your life, like a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. What else? Carrie.
You're a completely changed person from the way you used to be, and now you're a child of God, or you're a child of devil.
Okay, changed person.
Somebody that's like submit themselves to Christ and is living for him.
Okay.
Yeah, the same here, what Carrie said, putting world desires secondary.
Right.
God first commandment.
So we see that influence is the key working word there, isn't it? Right? Influence. They're influencing us, or evil is trying to influence us to think that doing good is bad. And in the evangelical church today, they teach that. They don't just read it and believe it. They teach it to other people. It's okay to do this. It's okay to do that. Oh, don't worry about that. God is a loving God. He isn't going to do anything like that. Christ paid for it. And they completely misrepresent